What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, as I said, I got three sports stories, and we'll talk about taking mushrooms and going up in the Catskill Mountains. First story, you got to love this. You talked about how much you loved Petty yesterday, right? You love Aaron Rodgers and the pettiness that he has.
Yep.
What could be more petty than winning an opportunity to kick a 45-yard field goal for $25,000? But instead of attempting the field goal, you kick it at the Kansas sidelines and give them a finger and lift up your shirt that says FKU painted on his chest. You had a chance to win 25 grand. And he said, you know what? I don't even care about that. I'm going to kick this football right at their sore asses. And that's what the guy did.
What if you knew you weren't going to make it, so you wouldn't get something out of it?
I get it, man. But like, go up, pinpoint it, kick it like dead on, tow that thing and see if you can lift it as high as you can if you can't kick it normally.
Or do what he did and be talked about by Jeremy Kahn in World Stupid.
I mean, this guy, it made its way around. I got to say, do you like that type of pettiness?
I'm with you. I think it's stupid. I'm trying to win that money.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like it. I guess there's two different answers, but yeah.
I mean, I think I could kick a 45-yard field goal.
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can. I mean, I did the Cody Parkey challenge. What was that? Was that like 36 or 30... I got it on my sixth try.
I don't think they're giving you six tries.
No, I'm just saying, like, yeah. I could do it, like, but it was the worst kick that you'd ever seen because the ball was spinning and it hit the upright and popped up and bounced over. It's the ugliest kick ever. But yeah, the other story I got to talk about is, did you guys see, was it the Jets Steelers game that, they had an incident kind of like they had in the WNBA where somebody took a dildo and threw it on the field.
In a football game?
I'm sorry, it was Browns Bengals. My favorite part of this, and the reason I'm bringing it up, is somebody's got to go get it, right? Who do they send to get it? The damn ref. Like, does he get to wear gloves? Has that thing been washed? Is it new? Like, what?
Is it his?
What if he went to go pick it up and he's supposed to put it on the sideline? He just puts it in his pocket.
That's for later.
But I mean, who throws a dildo? I mean, come on.
Does that become the thing in sports now?
Yeah.
But it's so old. It's played out. They were doing this to Tom Brady years ago. What team did that to him? Was it Buffalo?
Yeah, they would throw pink dildos on the field.
Yeah, with Tom Brady played. So, like, this has been going on for like a decade or more.
He's already got enough of those. He bought plenty of pink dildos.
Not
he's
as many
fine.
As me.
By the way, you should be pushing this for Lions then, because now it means you got to go buy more dildos.
I'll get to it at 9:55.
Oh man, but yeah, like, to be the guy that has to clean up the accident or go get. You know, like, I worked at a gas station once, and they told me to go clean the bathroom, and I walked into the bathroom, and I said, I quit. How the hell did the poo get on the ceiling?
The guy was taking salts. Somersaults.
Just silly, man. All right, let's get to this other sports story, which we could spend some time on. How do you guys feel about, they're calling her the Karen, this woman that If you guys missed it, the Marlins are playing the Phillies. There's a home run hit to an area where there's not a lot of fans. This dad goes over, he retrieves the baseball that's bouncing around, and he gives it to his kid on his kid's birthday. And then this woman comes over and just starts berating this guy. And you can see him. He starts clutching his pearls because she scared him. Like, what do you mean? What did I do? And then he gives her the baseball back, which some people felt a certain way about it. Like, tell her to go back to her seat and go pound sand. But the fact that he gave him the baseball back, not only did the Marlins come out and give the kid a gift bag, he also got a signed baseball bag. And an opportunity. I forget. Was it Castellanos that signed
it? No, it wasn't Castellanos. Harrison it was Bader. Bader was the one that hit the home run.
How do you? So first off, obviously she's in the wrong and she looks like a douchebag.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
How do you feel about the other side of it? Because
giving it the ball away?
No. The other side of it where now she's on social media, she gets doxxed and people want her to get fired from her job. I just think it's a bit
That's
much.
That's ridiculous. I'm so sick of that for everything. Like
it's like we need to find out who this person is so we can get them fired. And look, I understand when there's things that go on online and you see something where someone commits a crime. All she did was be an a-hole.
Yeah. You did something that you don't agree with. You shouldn't get fired because of that.
No, and the problem is, because we've seen it happen, if you get people, like enough people to do that, to just bombard whatever company, the ABC chocolate company, sometimes they cave in. Oh, I can't have this here. We can't have this kind of negative attention. All these emails are coming in.
Some people get tired of emails and they get scared of emails and they do things because they get negative emails.
Yeah, I just don't get that. Like, again, this isn't me giving her a pass. She's a jackass and she deserves to get beat up. But my question is, like, do you deserve to get dragged as much as you've been dragged?
Yes.
Do you deserve to lose your job?
No. They're two different things. Yeah. As you would say, both can be true. You do deserve to get dragged. You do. But you should not lose your job.
Absolutely not. No.
Delete your social media accounts.
I don't want to work with you.
Exactly.
But you should lose your job.
Well, too bad. You still got to work
with I think the dad taught the son a valuable lesson.
What?
You're never going to win an argument with a woman. Give her the ball, son. Give her the ball.
One other quick sports story here. A legend named Susie from Guntersville said if she wins the $1.8 billion Powerball, first thing she's doing is taking $70 million and buying Kalen DeBoer the hell out of Alabama. I love sports fans.
Lost to Florida State? That's
yes,
it?
Yes. She's so mad about that. She's like, if I win this amount of money, the first purchase I make is Kalen DeBoer's ass. Get out of here. You don't belong in Alabama.
I told you the next day, I'm listening to Alabama Sports Talk Radio, and the first call, how much is on his contract? First call.
The weenie and the butt. Anyway, this last story is just great. Four bros had to be rescued from the Catskill Mountains. Catskill Mountains? No way. After getting so high on mushrooms that they couldn't find their way out of the forest. Did you not leave a bread trail, Hansel? I mean, come on. This is great, though. One of the stoners had to be supported by two of their valiant rescuers as they stumbled back through the woods. At some point during the elongated trip, one of the hikers realized they'd lost their car keys, so Forest Ranger also gave them an extra lift to their rental lodge where they could safely ride out the rest of their hike. The following day, one of the rangers hiked back up the trail and recovered the group's sling bag they'd mistakenly placed under a log in tall ferns. This level of dedication at the start of a busy Labor Day weekend is a representative of the commitment shared by our Forest Ranger members. Yeah, if you get high in the woods, the Forest Rangers, they'll definitely help you out. The question I have here, though, is, so you do this. I'm assuming neither one of you guys have been on mushrooms.
No, I have not.
Joe?
I have.
Joe, have you
That's
ever been?
That's not fair.
Have you ever been?
I have a good story about this.
But have you ever been? Did I?
No, I 100% have.
Okay, so have I. That's why I'm talking to you about our
story. I mean, that's just a stereotype that happens to be true.
Was I wrong?
No.
But did you die?
Exactly. I had a friend that went hiking with another friend, and my one friend had grown mushrooms. He's like, oh, dude, we should eat these when on our hike. They were like going on a through hike in West Virginia, so they were camping out there too. So they get there. My one friend is notorious for, oh, no, that tastes terrible. I'm not eating it. Mushrooms don't taste good.
No.
They're awful. They don't taste good.
And the consistency is like not great dirt. Either.
Well, yeah. It's friend A doesn't like the way they taste. Friend B says like, I don't care. I'll just eat them. So friend B just takes a fistful of them and eats them. And he's like, all right, let's go on the hike. While friend A is like, well, no, I'm going to put them on a peanut butter sandwich and eat them that way. He takes one bite of the peanut butter sandwich and says, oh, I'm not eating that. While friend B has eaten an eighth of mushrooms. So friend A is completely sober, while friend B is walking.
Are you A or B?
It was not me. Okay. Oh. It was not me. I would have been C, and I would be like, no, let's do it. But I'm thinking to myself, like, what happened then? He's like, well, he had to guide me down the mountain.
Can I say which friend I'd be?
A. We know.
Hey, absolutely.
By the way, go ahead.
I can't believe you're making fun of the Catskills. You know, because it's your man crush. You know what was set in the Catskills?
Oh, the
Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing, that's right. Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Yeah.
By the way, the first time I ever had mushrooms, my buddy spiked my drink at a gas station. I told the story.
Cool. Yeah.
In the middle of July, I'm doing snow angels out by the pump. People are pulling up at 1 a.m, and here I am laying on the ground just doing snow angels. Mm-hmm. Like, it was the best time I've ever had in my life.
It was the time of your life.
Season. Yeah. Oh, hey, I had the time of my life. You'll come back with that?
Kim McCusick joins us at 8 o'clock, but on the other side. Did we see the best baseball of the year from the Orioles over the weekend?
I've got hungry eyes.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Let Jennifer Warner come in here. Don't just cut her off.
Jennifer Warner?
It warns.
I gotta be honest with you. This song is appropriate for right now because
Friday
and Saturday, I had the time of my life. I'm telling you, man, from the walk-off home run from Paseo, which people forgot about. The kid hit a walk-off home run with two strikes.
The bat flip
and
was
two
great.
Outs. Oh, yeah, it was classic. Yeah, I take
it was
that.
Lefty-lefty, too.
Yes. And then you come back, and I'm thinking to myself, two outs, two strikes.
We're not doing the Pachanga.
Kid, just get a hit. Just get a hit, kid. To Jackson Holliday. He hits a long fly ball, and I'm screaming, go, go. Because I just didn't want to get no hit. Mm-hmm. Home run. So good. We broke up the no-hitter and the shutout. One swing of the bat. Let's go home. Well, they changed pitchers. Jeremiah Jackson, double to left center field. Okay. Next hit is Gunnar Henderson. Hit on the back foot. Running on second and third. I mean, first and second. Still two outs. Next batter walks. So now, Dave Roberts being Dave Roberts goes lefty on righty to a guy, Tanner Scott, who blew the game the day before.
Yeah, he carried the watermelon.
So let me get this straight. You not only go to the guy who blew the game the day before, who already has 8 blown saves, but you go lefty on righty. This is why I say Dave Roberts is a product of his environment. When you have the best roster in baseball every year, you're supposed to go to the postseason. But what you're supposed to do is win more in the postseason.
I literally just did the Alonzo Mourning as Rob was talking. I went, yeah, that's him.
He goes lefty on righty. And a guy who, let me explain something to you, Ed, about Emmanuel Rivera. Emmanuel Rivera, Sunday, switched bats between his first and second at bat. Before his third at bat, he retaped the bat. And his final at bat, he did it again. Mm-hmm. He's always thinking hitting. He is obsessed with hitting. So I'm thinking, yeah, you got runners on his first, I mean, second and third right now. You got bases low. You got Mateo there. This thing's going to get ugly. Because you got a guy who is a professional hitter at the plate. Mm-hmm. It may sound strange, but Rivera's one of the guys I want up in that time because he's obsessed. Mm-hmm. A ball out of the strike zone, he just guides it in the center field. That ball wouldn't even strike. Base hit, Mateo's coming around, streaking around third. Now, can I give you another thing that happened? You moved your center fielder to right field. Because if you had a regular right fielder, that home run may not have been a home run. And then you put a guy in center field who doesn't have a particularly good arm, and just as baseball gods would have it, the ball is hit to him, and he throws the ball home with no particular place to go.
No particular place
and again,
to go.
Dave Roberts being Dave Roberts. Yeah. And the Orioles walk it off. It was the most insane ending that I've ever seen any sport in my life.
Dave Roberts feels like the guy that was on the group project and all of a sudden he gets the grade for it. He's like, oh, that was coming up? Like, he did nothing. Yeah. He's there and he got the A because everybody else is doing the work. He's one of the he's one of the weakest managers in baseball.
Yes.
He just has the most talent.
Yes.
Why do I keep saying 100%. That? Because it feels like there's a... Anyway.
100%. Exactly. You give Dusty Baker that team over the last 10 years. Give, God rest his soul, a Davey Johnson that team over the last 10 years. Give Buck Showalter that team. I think Buck would do more with that team.
If you named anyone on the team player manager, they would do better.
I'm sorry. I just think they people who would do better. Who the guy in Boston?
Who, Alex Cora?
I think Cora would do better with that team. There are a lot of
How about A.J. Hinch turning around Detroit?
I'll give you one. Give Terry Francona that team. Yeah. Give Tito that team. That team has won 3 or 4 World Series already. Mm-hmm. I'm just not a Dave Roberts believer,
you
man.
You can
I'm
give
not.
Tito, LaToya, Jermaine, any one of those guys that team, and they're winning.
LaToya's a female.
Doesn't matter.
But it was
first
just
female manager.
It was just guys. It was I love my job with them, but that was the biggest. I've done orange carpet. I've done opening day. Being there for 21-31 anniversary and that ending was the biggest honor doing that job that I've had yet. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, I'd like to say that I don't get jealous of Rob all that often, but that is one where it's like, look, we had a concert or else I think we would have been there. We had got tickets way earlier. And as I told you, it was so weird seeing what was happening because one of the guys in our group was sitting here giving updates on the Orioles games. Hey, they're getting no hit on 21-31. And you're kind of sitting there going, man, this can't happen.
Yeah.
And then you get something that magical. I mean, we've had a bunch of these moments. I'm wearing my Mo Strong shirt. Mo Gabba day when Trey Mancini, the slowest guy on the team, hits an inside the park home run. Like, are you kidding me? Like, there's been weird things that have happened here. And the Orioles, they continue to win on Mo Gabba day. But anytime it's kind of a big night and we're celebrating something, for some reason, it feels like they show up. Kind of like opening day is a big night here, and they all are a big day here. It feels like they win every opening day.
99.5% chance for the Dodgers to win that game going to the bottom of the ninth inning. 99.5. Now, here's what really made it magic. Let me give you some eerie things. The guy that broke up the no-hitter in the shutout, number 7, Cal Ripken Sr.'s number on 21-31 night. The Orioles have done this, broken up a no-hitter after 8 2/3 innings. Mm-hmm. They've done it. That was the fourth time they did it. You know who did the first Oriole to do it?
Who?
Davey Johnson. That was the same day he passed.
Yeah.
A lot of magic. We know Cal Ripken for being a guy in the moment, the home run in the All-Star game. Mm-hmm. He hit a home run on 21-29, 21-30, 21-31. He always has the big moments, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that happened on 21-31 day.
Yeah.
It's just typical of Cal Ripken. It's just everything just kind of tied in. It was great. And I'm sorry we couldn't talk about it yesterday. Lots of people hit me up on social media yesterday, very disappointed that we didn't talk about it. But Monday morning quarterback is Monday morning quarterback, folks.
Yeah, we kind of got a little mention of it in once or twice, but it wasn't like you're – I mean, it's the day after a Ravens loss, and they may have played one of the greatest games that we've seen in the past, what, 10, 15 years?
Yeah,
it was awesome. Maybe as good as that Chiefs-Bills game and how everybody talked about it, but that's a a story for another day. But one of the most amazing games you could watch, you just ended up on the losing side of it, which makes it even more intriguing and people want to bitch.
Ken McCusick joins us in studio at 8 o'clock, but on the other side, have you given up on the idea that Lamon Harbaugh will win a Super Bowl? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
I'm closing the book on the Harbaugh-Lamar combo, and Lamar's obviously not going anywhere. I just think there's so much scar tissue at this point of these types of losses, and I also think when you add to it, and again, it is very clear last night Lamar was phenomenal. But Lamar has that scar tissue himself, which is one of the reasons I think he gets antsy in the postseason, things like that. I think he might feel like a clean slate is good. Like, I don't know how anyone can trust this team.
That's Nick Wright, Jeremy's favorite broadcaster on First Things First. That's FS1, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He likes to hear himself talk.
I can't say that he's right. I can't say that he's wrong. Because this is one of the biggest questions that I have, Ed. I don't have faith in the Harbaugh-Lamar combination.
But you got to have faith. Sorry, I'm going to leave it.
Got to have faith.
Sorry.
Baby!
Sorry, go ahead. I'm done.
I don't know if I do, man. I don't know if I believe in that combination.
Because the offense was not the problem. I mean, they were phenomenal. The defense sucked.
Until they needed them to get a first down.
Twice.
What are you talking about?
The fumble and then the three and out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were great until they weren't.
I think you have the usual Ravens, hey, I can't believe that happened again with that. Mm-hmm. And then the... Okay, we've got it. We got three plays to get a first down. Derrick Henry only got 1 yard on first down. What should we do on second?
See,
let's get to Zay.
Ed, let me go back to something. All right, let's go back to the loss in the playoffs where they didn't run the football.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to the loss in the playoffs where they never punted. Let's go back to the loss Sunday when the offense looked great.
How about the one in where they shut the Chiefs out in the second half.
Fumbled through the end. That's my point. My point is, it's always the unexplainable of why they can't.
Right, but
I can't believe this. Yeah. It's the culture.
But I still have faith in Lamar. Lamar's. It's not his fault they abandoned the running game. It's not his fault they fumbled through the end zone.
It's not a fault thing. Combination, the culture of them. I don't know if I can have faith in it.
Isn't that what Nick Wright's kind of
saying? Yeah, that's what he's saying. He's saying things are great. He's saying things are great, but it's so. He used the word scar tissue.
Mm-hmm. He still takes shots at Lamar because he's a Chiefs fan.
He's taking shots at Lamar, but, and I don't think it's fair. But I mean, you want to take shots at the coaching staff? Fine, because those are the coaching issues. I mean, seriously, that the whole thing with abandon the running game. They've done it multiple times when things are going well. That's not Lamar's fault.
Yeah,
and I don't think so. That's why I don't. He's putting him in with Harbaugh and saying this duo or whatever. I don't think that's true.
He said Lamar Jackson played phenomenal, but he thinks there's some scar tissue there.
Right.
I can't say that's wrong. I can't say that's wrong.
All right. I'm saying it's wrong
we've seen Lamar underwhelm in postseason play. And I'm not saying it's John Harbaugh's fault. I'm not saying Lamar's fault. Mm-hmm. But I am saying I don't know whether this regime here collectively, can get it done. Because I've just seen too many situations where there's no explanation for them to lose this game. How did they lose this game? Because they found a way. They found a way. Well, it's like you see some teams, there's no explanation for Tom Brady to be down 28-3 in the Super Bowl and win the game. Why did he? He just found a way.
Well, in the same way you're talking about, like there's no way to sit here and think about every single time someone scores a touchdown to take the lead on the Chiefs in the fourth quarter and you go, Yeah, I think 2 seconds might be too long.
Exactly.
To look on the clock.
Exactly.
You know, like you feel that way about him. And, and it kind of gets to my point about, I talk about, especially in baseball, players that are lucky and unlucky. Sometimes you make your own luck,
yeah,
good and bad.
Most times you make your own luck.
Yeah.
And I mean, and this is there's an unlucky football team. They just are. Does that mean, that doesn't mean it's somebody's fault. If you either, what was that?
What was that?
There's a breath.
It sounded like an organ.
It's like a pigs in the studio. So like,
I thought it was an organ. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Do you believe in this Harbaugh Lamar combination? Do you think that they can win a Super Bowl? Jeremy, yes or no?
I mean, I think with Lamar, you should be able to win a Super Bowl no matter who that coach is, honestly. I think he's that talented, but I don't want to be the guy. I always say I'm not going to be the guy. I'll see it. I'll believe it when I see it, because I think it's, I don't want to say it's a cop-out. I understand why people say it, but yeah, I think they can. The weird thing is that we're at this point now where if they don't win it this year, do you move on from Harbaugh? Are you done with that if they don't win it? Like, does it have to be an epic failure of season for you to go, we need to find a new coach? Or if you get into the second round of the playoffs, is he back next year?
And see, that's what, Ed, I thought what Nick Wright was saying, Lamar needs a clean slate. I thought he was going more after
that's
saying,
what I thought
from
he was
Harbaugh.
Saying.
You know what I mean? He needs a clean slate.
If that's the case, then fine. But Lamar's not responsible for, you know, dropping 10 men into coverage. He's not responsible for abandoning the running game. These are other issues.
He is responsible for throwing an interception right at a defender that he would never throw in the regular season.
Everybody throws a deception. Everybody fumbles footballs. Everybody has a three and out here and there. I mean, if you didn't, you'd win
wide
games.
Receivers don't.
Please. it's the strategic stuff that really bothers me. Where, you know, you couldn't get pressure on anybody, and when you did get pressure, Allen escapes to the outside untouched, and you know, makes it happen, and that pissed me off because that's a scheme thing, and again, and it's dropping, you know, putting 10 DBs on the field. What the hell he did? Like, what are you kidding me?
Teams make replacements all the time, often not because it's anybody's fault. Just because it's not working. You know what I mean? It's just not working. We can sit here and talk about all the crucial losses, all the unexpected losses of the Baltimore Ravens, and most of them are unexplainable. Most of them have different reasons, which begs me to ask, is it the culture? You score 40 points. First time in Ravens team history that they scored 40 or more points and lost a football game. Again, first time in history. Yeah, Jeremy pointed out, shutting out the Chiefs in the second half, you can't win. It's almost in these moments, they can't win.
I mean, you mentioned not getting away from the running game against the Titans. I mean, you needed – Derrick Henry threw a touchdown pass in that game. That's how – they ran a gimmick play because, like, they're trying to find ways to score, and you can't figure out anything except, hey, why don't we do this? Why don't you go back to running damn football?
Yeah. I'm not getting into whose fault it is. Is this fault, his fault? There've been a combination of things that have gone on during that time.
How about under Greg Roman, where they came out in a playoff game and ran the first three plays, and then when they got the ball in the second half, they ran the same three plays that they started the game with in a row.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Again, they just do things. You know, your tight end who – your all-world tight end who drops a two-point conversion for no particular reason.
And fumbles in the middle of the field.
They just come up with multiple reasons, and it kind of makes you – and I'm not a Nick Wright fan, but I love what he said, the scar tissue of it. And you gotten to the point where that combination of people just can't get it done? 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Kim McCusick joins us at 8 o'clock. But have you given up on the idea – that Lamar and Harbaugh will win a Super Bowl together? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
I'm looking at...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive.
most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Coach Harbaugh, and he has to continue to emphasize finishing. And this just cannot, I mean, they're too talented of a team. This is their Super Bowl window. They have an opportunity to do some special things. And when I see them falling short like this, it's just an undisciplined team. They get comfortable, and they just need that head coach to continue to put that pressure on them and say, guys, you can never get comfortable. I don't care if you have a 15-point lead. You got to continue to finish. And I think that comes from the head coach.
That's Rodney Harrison, Sunday Night Football on NBC. Have you given up on the idea that the Lamar Harbaugh combination could win a Super Bowl? Kevin in Ellicott City. What's up, Kevin?
What's going on, fellas? Good morning.
Good morning. What's on your mind?
Great topic, man. I ain't never heard of that dude, Nick Wright, in my life, Rob. I feel like I'm against that idea. I think Lamar, if anything, has scar tissue from dropping in the draft. But end of the day, Rob, this comes down to the players executing. And if there's anybody we should be pointing that finger at right now, it should be Zach Orr. This is 2 years in a row he came out unprepared.
Kevin, I think you guys are losing sight of the question. We're not blaming anybody. Listen, have you lost faith, given up on the idea that when you talk era, you talk Belichick, Brady. You know, you talk coach quarterback, am I right? Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean you're blaming. Nick Wright's been around for a long time, like him or not. He's been around for a long time. But you guys keep going to blame. I'm not blaming anybody. I'm just saying facts are facts. They haven't gotten it done.
Whether you think Harbaugh is a good or bad coach,
yes.
And the bottom line is weird things have happened, mm-hmm. and we've seen things in games where average fans are watching it, and I'm not saying even after the fact, they're watching it going, what is this? Why are we doing this? Why did this happen?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like even if they'd have, and again, if they'd have come out three times and run Derrick Henry and not picked up a first down and lost that game, people would be killing him for being unoriginal. It's not necessarily fair the way it goes down, but running that damn, whatever you want to call it, handoff to Zay when you, it's the smallest guy on offense you're giving the ball to trying to swing it to the outside when just run the ball down their throat.
Do you believe that as it's constructed right now, this team could win a Super Bowl? I'm not blaming anybody. Mm-hmm. Nobody's blaming anybody.
I think that's untrue. I think he's blaming somebody.
Who?
Nick Wright?
Yeah, or absolutely.
Me? I didn't pick up on that.
I did. I
Joe, could you play that again? Because maybe I missed something.
Closing the book on the Harbaugh-Lamar combo. And Lamar's obviously not going anywhere. I just think there's so much scar tissue at this point of these types of losses. And I also think when you add to it, and again, it is very clear last night Lamar was phenomenal. But Lamar has that scar tissue himself, which is one of the reasons I think he gets antsy in the postseason, mm-hmm. things like that. I think he might feel like a clean slate is good. Like, I just don't, I don't know how anyone can trust this team.
I don't
He's blaming Harbaugh, clearly. Clean slate. He has scar tissue. He gets antsy because of what's happening. He's blaming Harbaugh. That's fine. Say it. I mean, so I think Mike's right. He's blaming Harbaugh.
I think everything he said, I've thought. I just don't think these.
But I said Harbaugh has anything to do with it, though.
Harbaugh has won his Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So we can't say he can't win a Super Bowl. He's won a Super Bowl. But I wonder whether this combination right here, the way this team's constructed, works. Because I wonder whether the culture, he's right. When you get in those situations, do you believe you can win? Because you have.
But the way he framed it, you could say that about 28 teams in the league. Nobody, there's only a couple of teams that won the last four or five Super Bowls.
Yeah, but no
the Buccaneers, Eagles, Chiefs, you know,
those
that's
teams,
it.
Those teams aren't as talented as this one, though. You can't. But they won the Super Bowl. I'm not going to bring up the Bears. They're not talented. I'm not going to bring
the Lions. Dan Campbell seems to botch things. He makes some outrageous calls.
Well, people are saying now this year because he lost both his coordinators.
Tomlin hasn't won
anything. He doesn't know what to do.
Tomlin's the only coach tenured longer than Harbaugh in the league. He hasn't won a damn thing lately. A long time.
Again, I don't think you can look at his roster. I think the Ravens' roster is loaded, and you expect them to win. Let's go to John in Stewartstown. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. Honestly, I'm a bit nervous at this point. I'm actually beginning to wonder if John Harbaugh is the Dave Roberts of football.
Somebody literally just texted me that.
Let's go to Brandon in Having the Grace. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, good morning, gents. How's it going?
Doing well. How are you?
Good, thank you. Bleacher Report put up a graphic yesterday. I don't know if you guys saw it, but it said that John Harbaugh had 17 blown double-digit leads.
Jeremy gave that stat yesterday on Monday Morning Quarterback.
Who's the common denominator, right, in all of those? There's no. You can't say we've had the same defensive coordinator or the same offensive coordinator. You can't say that, you know, we've had the same personnel in all of those. John Harbaugh is the only common denominator, right? So it's got to point to a Harbaugh issue. And then the second thing to that I would say is let's apply the Roberts rule that you just asked a minute ago, Rob, where, right, with Roberts out in L.A., if McVay had this roster, if Andy Reid had this roster, if some of the other young, sharp coaches in this league had this roster, how many Super Bowls will we have?
Hey, thanks a lot, man. Appreciate the call. 410-583-1057, Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Rob, just to answer directly, because you're a man that likes direct answers, I'd have to say yes. However, I feel the same way about a Sean McDermott and an Allen. Till it happens, it happens. You know, I'd have to say that about just about anybody.
Let me ask you a question. Do those two teams have the loaded roster that the Baltimore Ravens do?
No way.
Okay, no way. So you can't put them in the same category. That's my point.
I just have issues when people say that. Like, when it happens, it happens. Well, what are you telling me? Like, since it hasn't happened, I'm going to keep saying it's never going to happen, and then it happens, and then I go, what?
There you go.
Well, there it is. Hey, finally did it. I've never understood that line of thinking. It's one of the reasons why I don't fault people for saying it. I'll believe it when I see it. Mm-hmm. I try not to do that. I understand the thought process behind it, but it's not really giving you an estimation of what's going to happen. You're just kind of circumventing the issue and saying, oh, when it does happen, we can talk about it.
Kevin in Woodlawn. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, hey, Rob, sure. Jeremy and Bruce Cunningham did a really damn good show while you was out in San Diego, man.
Yeah, we were having a good time without Rob.
hey, Jeremy, I was wrong about the best perfect show being 3 weeks before.
Hey, I missed. It was 3 weeks of great shows, and I had one good show thanks to Bruce Cunningham.
You're coming up in the world,
thanks, man.
Man.
Appreciate you.
Hey, but real quick, man, it's hard for me to look at the game as a fan because I coached football for like 20 years, right? And to answer your question, Rob, the answer, mate, is probably no. And the reason I say no is because when your team makes penalties, when your team, you know, you can lay the foundation, But sometimes it may, you got to bring in somebody else to finish the house, you know?
Yeah.
And I think Harbaugh, you know, during his 18 years, they laid a good foundation, good, bad, and different. But the only reason our expectations are so high is because of his track record. But he probably got him to a certain point where his connection with Flacco maybe turned things just a little bit different than his connection with Lamar. And Lamar, it may be time for a new voice.
I disagree with. I think he has a tremendous connection with Lamar Jackson. I disagree with that. I've never seen John Harbaugh publicly praise Joe Flacco the way he does Lamar Jackson. Publicly. Mm-hmm. I'd completely disagree with that. He publicly praises him. He told this young man that 20 years after you retire, people are going to still be wearing number 8, and the kid's not going to know why you're wearing number 8. But their parents will know you're wearing number 8 because of you. And I disagree. That part I completely disagree with. Let's go to Marvin in Baltimore. What's up, Marvin?
Rob Long, I just want to go on the record with you and the guys that while Nick Wright is not blaming John Harbaugh and you guys are not blaming John Harbaugh, I'm blaming John Harbaugh.
Say it with your chest, man.
I've wanted John Harbaugh gone for a long time now. It's kind of the Mark Jackson, Steve Kerr kind of thing. Am I calling the right coach Mark Jackson? I think it is.
Yeah.
Mark Jackson had a great Golden State team, but Steve Kerr knew how to use them and get them over the hump. And when we talk about that 2012 Super Bowl, because that seems to be everybody's calling card for John Harbaugh, look at the guys he was coaching. And you didn't get the best out of Flacco until the 3 years. The 1 year he was with Jim Caldwell, which was the Super Bowl year, and the 2 years that he had Gary Kubiak. This guy is so up on his own decisions that he hires Zach Gore, and instead of saying, hey, maybe I got this wrong, you keep going to get more reputable defensive coordinators to fill in because we all know Zach Gore isn't it. It's a Harbaugh issue, and until Harbaugh is ready to be accountable, what coach with a roster like this, what person has a real competitive spirit and won't go on the record to say, yeah, it's Super Bowl or bust, we all in.
Thank you a lot, man. Appreciate that, Marvin. 410-583-1057 is the number. Shovels at 830, but on the other side, we dive deep in the film with Ken McCusick from Film Study Baltimore on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.